It's a story I have been following closely for you, loyal listener here on WSGW, and I have now a conclusion for you. It's a 621, the morning team show of Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. A couple of days ago, you might remember that we had the story of how in Scotland, a bakery had to close because a protected red squirrel found its way inside the bakery, and it was closed on Sunday, and continued to remain closed on Monday, and continued to remain closed on Tuesday. For 3 days, this bakery was closed while they tried to capture this protected red squirrel. That's because they had to call in the Scottish authorities. It's protected, so the business owners couldn't do anything about it.
A lot of lost revenue.
Yeah. Finally, confirmed yesterday, the squirrel was captured in a humane trap, was released, and the bakery owner says, after a deep clean, our bakery will reopen. Whew, boy, yeah. I tell you, that's relief.
That is.
My question still is, the bakery lost a lot of revenue and has got a lot of cleanup to do. Is that covered?
I don't know.
Now, I tried to liken it into what we might face in this country, and I did a little online checking, and I'm sure there could be differences in insurance companies, but from what I can tell, because people have had squirrels invade their homes, you know, coming down chimneys, mm-hmm. birds that might mm-hmm. fly in, you know, and, well, sometimes deer crashing through and doing damage. As far as I can tell, your homeowner's policy will not cover damage to your personal items, your structure. You know, if it's like the window, or maybe they damaged the drywall or something, that could be covered, but the personal items. Or you might need to check your policy, because if it is a small animal which is deemed preventable from entering your home, such as a squirrel entered your home through the chimney because you didn't have a chimney cap on, shame on you.
Yeah, your fault.
Left your door open, shame on you. Mm-hmm. So you might need a special rider. I don't know.
I've got a suggestion for the bakery.
Please.
You know, a lot of places make cutout cookies. Make a squirrel cutout cookie. And then take advantage of that problem that they had and get the people in the community supporting them to come and get their squirrel cookies.
You recapture some of the losses. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, capitalize on the opportunity. There you go.
Yeah.
And the baker, stamp them every time they cut one out.
Exactly. Get out his frustration.
Yeah, right.
Wow. And again, the problem was because it was protected. If it was just a regular squirrel, they could have gone in there and, you know.
There may be special circumstances. Maybe they would have that would get coverage or something.
Well, I like
right?
to think
I
so.
Mean, I'd like to think something like that.
Well, maybe because it was protected, maybe they could like recoup the monies lost from the government. See, if you didn't declare this squirrel as protected in the first place, we could have taken care of the problem, and our bakery would have not have suffered the losses and had the damage done.
Right.
And since our insurance isn't covering it, we're going to recoup our losses this way.
Do they have GoFundMe there?
might need it. Well, I knew that you were just sitting on pins and needles, listeners, wanting to know the outcome. Hey, once we jump on a story, we don't just stop until we get to the end of it.
Just have a dog, and that'll keep the squirrels away.
Well,
seriously,
if it's a protected squirrel, your dog might get in trouble if it does. If your dog does damage to the squirrel, I'm just saying, Pat.
I think that's the animal world, though. I think that's different.
Probably can't have a dog in a bakery.
Yeah,
the health department might frown on that.
Well, hey, if the dog is there to take care of any animals that come into the bakery, special dispensation. Yeah.